This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest, Madison De Jesus, who's the account manager at Tevora. So TEVORA.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you do.
Yeah, so we're a cybersecurity consultancy firm, which means we handle everything from compliance services. So if it has a three-letter acronym,
PCI.
We can PCI.
How about a four-letter, GLBA?
Yep,
HIPAA.
GDPR, HIPAA, HITRUST, ISO, CCPA, NIST, all of the above we can handle. We can assess, attest, and certify against these regulations, frameworks, and standards. Then we move on to enterprise risk, where we take a partnership approach and we help you build out that program, assess your vendor risk, third-party risk. And things like that. You move on to the sexy threat stuff. So you got the pen testing, your social engineering.
Red teaming, you do
red
that.
Red teaming.
Purple teaming.
Yep, purple teaming. Our team was able to break into like a super classified building on a red teaming assignment for one of our clients. And that's kind of their pride and joy is they love to red team and they love to kind
that's
of
awesome.
Get into the weeds of breaking into things. And we're happy they do
White
it for
has.
Good.
As
yeah, we're happy they do it for good, and we're more than happy to employ them to do it for good, but we look for really the highest talent. And then we resell security solutions. So the other half of our business is taking a cost-effective approach to the stack and looking at where you can consolidate, where you can repeal and replace, and kind of where you can meet your needs, get your wants, but
do you have some of your favorite things in the stack?
So, yeah, so I like a Splunk Sim. A Splunk
cool
Synth is my fave. So that's one of our better partners and one we work really closely with. And so we're well attuned to their technology. They integrate really well with everything else. So we're a big fan of Splunk. We're a big fan of Carbon Black and Sentinel One as endpoint solutions. And
two great endpoint
yeah,
solutions.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And you know, they're both cost effective and things like that. So we love them. And then we love our partners at Lastline and Darktrace for network monitoring and
excellent.
Anomaly detection. So
yeah, Darktrace, amazing company. Lastline, amazing company. So your team will go in and find the holes, do the audit, and recommend some of the best next gen tools, software service solutions to make that client network a little bit more battle hardened, battleship hardened.
Yeah, so we definitely help with the remediation efforts. That's part. That's a big chunk of what we do. So we don't just come in and do the assessment and kind of leave you high and dry to figure it out for yourself. We kind of really work with you to figure out those gaps, figure out those holes, whether you can use your team members, whether you can use our team members, or if you need a solution. Those are kind of the situations we do. We help you remediate, and then we're there at the certification so that we're there from beginning to end with you.
Now, is this a global offering? Are you only in the U.S.? Are you East Coast, West Coast? Where are you guys located?
Yeah, so right now our headquarters is over there in Irvine, California, where they have about 200, 300 people out there. It's a well-oiled operation, and I'm tasked with bringing it over to the Northeast, so we're constantly expanding. So right now we do deliver to anywhere in the world, so we can do it in the U.S., globally, Latin America, kind of anywhere. If you need us to be on site, we're mostly based in the United States of America.
Hundreds of the best white hats?
Hundreds of the best white hats.
That's awesome. What is the website we're going to send our people to?
Yeah, Tevora.com. So TEVORA.com. And you can check out all of our services there. And you can definitely learn more.
Is there anything else you'd want to share with our viewers or listeners?
No, I think I'm okay.
Okay, we covered it. So great tools, great team. You guys are looking at kind of what's next to stop the next breach.
Yeah, so our whole goal is to be your CISO's best friend. So that's really, we get paid to be your friend. So we take that seriously. We do a lot of events, happy hours. So that's our biggest thing is we are big drinkers. We love to go out to whiskey tasting, scotch, bottles and things like that. So we do a lot of events throughout the year and you can definitely see our name popping up a lot more.
That's great. So a lot of networking, spread the word so that the CISOs can become best friends
with us, with each other,
team.
With other security
professionals. If you're at risk of being breached, let them come in and do a pen test before the breach and then show you the right tools and techniques to not let it happen. And as you said, you've got every regulation covered, just about.
Yep.
Anything for the federal government at all?
So we do FedRAMP and FISMA for companies that work with the federal government. So we don't do too much work with the federal government as it's a long process and things like that. But we do have a lot of people who are contracted by the federal government.
Fantastic.
And we work with them very much. And we do incident response as well. So
is there any client too small? Like, I keep joking about the dentist's office. Every dentist is hackable, but they say they have no budget. But, you know, small business, medium size, or only large enterprise?
So we work with kind of anyone, really. So we have some of the biggest retail companies, biggest companies, the names you recognize, but we also have a lot of startups. So we have been having a lot of success in the startup world because they have to be compliant. You know, they're coming out now and they don't have robust teams. They don't have a lot of resources. And so that's where they kind of leverage our resources, our people, and we're kind of an extension of their team, almost like an arm for them. And so we have a lot of success in the startup realm too. So
this
it's
is great.
Much everyone in
Thanks
team.
For coming to my hot
yeah,
seat.
Yeah, of course.
And I just want to say, your best friend, if you're the CISO, or if you're a small or medium-sized organization that doesn't even have one, maybe the CFO or somebody says, hold on a minute, we're launching a new website or building a new corporate network or we're opening a new office. Let's not get breached. Let's comply with our regulation.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.